This week, we have a special request to listen to a cork tree that lives in Whittier Narrows. Cork trees are from Southwest Europe and Northwest Africa. The bark is still harvested by hand, and once it's harvested, it grows back, making it a somewhat renewable resource. Cork has been used for centuries on ships, in your shoes, in casks, even on walls for insulation. You've probably seen cork as a bottle stopper, though it is mostly now only used in higher-end bottles. The cork bark is more beautiful than pictures can show. Look it up and imagine a room covered in this light wood. What would it sound like and feel like inside that room? I started wondering how this grouping of cork trees ended up in Whittier Narrows. In the early 20th century, developers were testing if cork oat trees could grow in the United States. I wonder if this tree was part of that program. And if not, who decided to put it here? Was it someone who was as fascinated as I am with the bark? Or maybe they were thinking about creating a cork room of their own? Now it's time to find a comfortable seated position. Take a deep breath through your nose. Release it through your mouth. And take some time to pause.
Thank you. Thank you.